What's going on, Munches? It's your boys at Ballpark Beef back here with another podcast episode. You know we're coming with a little bit of wild card action for baseball. We're going to hit you with some fantasy action. We're going to talk a little bit about whatever the hell else we're going to talk about. So, Nick, go ahead, roll that music for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls all around the world who listen to the Ballpark Beat podcast, welcome back to episode 28. 28! That is 4 weeks. 4 weeks. A whole month, you know?
What? We record once a week, bro. It's half a year.
It's 4 months. 4 months, sorry. 4 months.
It's half a year. 4 months?
Is it half a year?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to cut that out. Anyways.
It's actually more than half a year.
I know. Well, I'm trying to help the guy out. Maybe he'll figure it out.
Bro, you're not good at math. You're not good at math.
Yeah, no. Anyways, you know, we're going to talk our regular baseball, some football. And, you know, fellas, how you doing this week? How's life? How's the family? How's the kids? And how's work?
Going too fast, man.
Yeah.
It's about to be October already.
That's true. Very true.
You know what's back?
What's back?
Bowling.
Bowling?
PBA bowling is
back. Don't tell Jonathan that. He don't like that.
All right.
Live from
Let's start our next topic.
Listen,
who do you think you are? I am.
We could become a bowling podcast, damn it, you bottle bitch.
I'll just drop out now.
Only if Jonathan knew what we were talking about.
I'll drop out now. Drop out while we're at it.
Hey, man, there's some good memories in bowling.
Yeah, for you guys.
Well, I mean, you might have to expand your sports variety.
No, I'll pass on the bowling thing.
We could become a variety podcast.
I mean, that's the plan, you know, down the line. When, like,
we're already giving up on one of our topics.
What topic?
Bowling.
Oh, yeah, no, not bowling. Come on, bro. I'm not going to talk about guys fingering balls on a podcast.
Nick, we might be the best podcast for bowling around if we were to start one.
Yeah, now that shit would be comedy.
Yeah, comedy.
Man, someone sounds mad. He might not be invited.
Goofy ass motherfuckers.
Next topic, please.
Next topic. All right, football. How's our fantasy football teams looking? Well, my teams actually suck. I lost to in our redraft league. Due to the fact that the dude's defense put up 33. And yeah, my team sucks. And then in my dynasty league, I'm trying to suck. So yeah, happy I lost.
I got whacked this week.
Nick got whacked because he went up against Tua and Raheem Mostert.
200 fantasy points on me.
Yeah, 199. That's crazy.
Can we all talk about the Dolphins real quick before Jimmy kind of... you know, goes into his fantasy. I just want to say, guys, you know, I've been a Dolphins fan my whole life, and it's been painful, absolutely painful. Okay, it's like being a Mets fan.
I was gonna say more painful as being a Mets fan, or just
no? About... It's very similar to being a Mets fan. Okay, so I haven't witnessed a Dolphins like popular in years. Like every year. They're underrated, and they just don't get the recognition because they suck. And they're not, you know, they haven't been a good team for many years. I mean, we haven't won a Super Bowl for probably 50 years, 50, 60 years, okay? And this year, the Miami Dolphins are the greatest show on fucking turf. We put up 70 points this week before... There was 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Okay? Keep that in mind. There was still 8 minutes left in the fucking quarter in the fourth, and we had 70 points. The Dolphins are the team to beat in the NFL. We have the best offensive mind as our head coach, and we have the best pieces on the field to win the Super Bowl. Argue me. Who's better? Argue me.
You know what's crazy? Our producer... reps the teal too. Have you noticed that? Our producer is teal.
That's true. Orange and teal. Yeah, orange and teal. Yeah. But argue
No, I can't. I mean, it's fun to watch. So much so that I'm going to watch the football game with you guys on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. I get to watch football.
Jimmy's a Dolphins fan for a day.
Jimmy, I'm going to give him a Tua jersey for the day, I think.
You got a jersey for me?
Yeah, I'll let you wear my Tua jersey.
Get the jersey. I don't even get none. Shit's crazy.
The dude's never here.
You're actually a Dolphins fan, though, so you could buy your own. I'm a Giants fan. I'm just being an honorary Dolphins fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Whose side are you on? Mine or his?
I'm on both sides, because you're both
my producers. I'm on the producer's side, Munch.
Can't get no love around here.
But how's your fantasy teams looking, Jimmy, after I just went on my Dolphins rant?
Listen, I'm going to win the redraft league. And that's a promise.
I play you this week, 4-for-4.
I promise you I'm going to win the redraft league.
No, you're not.
My team is star-studded, jam-packed, must-see television.
Juan Chancleta has the best team in the league.
Yeah, well, anyway, he does, but I'm still going to win. And then in Dynasty, you know, I lost a heartbreaker. I got the most points scored in a loss. And, yeah, I mean, we got some work to do there, I think. We got Purdy and Gardner Minshew starting on that squad. So we gotta see some of these rookie quarterbacks come to fruition, or else we got some problems.
Just so you guys know, a little backstory. Jimmy started with A. Rich and Lamar Jackson as his quarterbacks after the draft. He then went on and traded Lamar Jackson, for Bryce Young, who's not looking good.
Not straight up.
Yeah, there was.
I don't smoke crack. I do good trades. That's just the.
He got a Monroe too. But that was just like the tidbit I wanted to talk about. He got Bryce Young, who hasn't looked the best. Again, it's still very early, so who knows? He could develop into a very good quarterback, but as of right now, it's looking like a bust. But it's only 3 weeks into the year. For me, I traded for the best rookie quarterback. CJ Stroud, baby. How you doing?
Who would have thought, too?
I know.
I didn't.
No, I mean, dude, I only traded for him because I wanted to get younger and get younger assets. And it's working out in my favor because he's played better than Joe Burrow. That's who I traded away in the package, guys. So
he also got Zay Flowers in that, too.
Zay Flowers, exactly. And I got a 25 first, so I'm chilling.
Chilling, dude.
And I got Achan on the bench. Seems so good for the future. Oh, I'm excited. All right, let's talk baseball because we're a baseball podcast. Well, as the year progresses, we'll have more and more football because there's only so much you could talk about playoff baseball. And the fact that none of our teams are going to be in the playoffs, it's going to be really hard to talk about it. Because last year, at least all of our teams made the playoffs last year, right? The Cardinals did it. Okay, nope. Cardinals suck anyways. But yeah, the main teams made the playoffs, right? Not the random team. So
my team is not random. My team is the second best known team in baseball.
The second most winning franchise in baseball. Probably a little better. Wouldn't say best known.
Best known for winning, sorry.
There you go. That's better. That's better.
Best known for winning.
Just hates the Cardinals all the time, bro.
This year, our teams are
playing just golf in 5 days.
Yeah, exactly. Playing golf in 5 days, and so it's gonna be hard for us to talk about the playoffs because we're strictly, you know, our teams. That's our brains.
That's how we work.
That's how we work. That's how our brains run. That's how we have a podcast. So without them, it's hard to do a podcast. So that's why we're gonna transition to football. But we're going to talk a little bit about the playoff race that our teams are not in. Depressing moment. Specifically, the NL wild card. The AL wild card looks pretty much wrapped up. I mean, the Mariners are 1.5 out. I just don't see them catching the Astros. So I don't really.
They got swept by Texas this weekend.
Yeah, the Mariners, they have no shot. I don't think they catch up in that division. Do you guys want to talk about the AL at all, or?
No, I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. They have 2 games against Houston, 3 games against Texas.
Yeah, so I don't see them catching up. Now, the NL wild card is very spicy.
Wait, hold up.
Yeah.
Before we go to NL, You saying Seattle's next few games are against Houston and Texas again?
Yeah, is it not?
Somebody check that, because if that's the case, how the hell are you writing them out already?
Because
they're not winning. They're those not games.
Mathematically. So they got two games against Houston, four games against Texas. They're not mathematically out, but they're not beating them.
No, they're not, bro.
Mathematically, they still have a chance.
You think they have a chance?
You want to do a 4-for-4? That I bet you Seattle's a team that don't make it. Get all your eyes at me. What you want to do?
Right? Who are you talking to like that?
That's crazy. Right? He just.
What do you want to what? Do?
I don't know. I can't even see you right now because I'm looking at a different screen, and I'm glad because I don't want to look at your ugly ass face. Anyway, the race ain't over. Game and a half back. Playing them. Verlander shoved, but that happens. You can come back. You could pass them in the end of by the end of the series. Like, how could you guys even say that? By the time this podcast comes out, Seattle could be in a wild card game.
Like I said, mathematically, it's not over, but they are not winning.
They just lost four in a row, dude.
Are they playing now?
They played tonight. Well, at 10:00.
Well,
no, the Yankees are actually winning.
Anyway, I think it's too early to say that Seattle's out. I can't stand Texas, as we know. I can't stand Houston, so I'm rooting for Seattle these next couple weeks.
So what's up, 4-for-4?
I'm rooting for them. I'm not smoking crack on them.
I mean, you're making it seem like you are.
The second time I said smoking crack this episode. Anyways, NL wildcard, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely by far very interesting. It could go any way right now. I mean, you have the Reds 2.5 out, which is still possible. Marlins, Cubs, Diamondbacks, all pretty much in the race. The Marlins are one game back. I mean, it's going to be interesting what it comes down to. I think the Cubs are hot. They're 3-5. They won their last three. Marlins won their last two. So I
really schedule though.
Who has a tough schedule?
The Cubs. They play Atlanta and Milwaukee.
All right, so we can axe them out, unless they go on an unbelievable run.
The Diamondbacks are currently playing. They are currently playing the White Sox,
and okay, then that's they go to Dubs. Houston. Okay, that's
so that could be a 3-3 stretch.
That's a matchup. 3-3.
The Cubs are beating the Braves 6-3 right now.
The Diamondbacks are beating the White Sox 9-4.
Marlins play at New York and at Pittsburgh.
Who's playing right now? Are they playing right now?
Yeah, the Mets and Marlins are postponed till tomorrow. Hope they sweep the doubleheader, the Mets.
You would hope so, right?
Yeah, screw the Marlins. I don't really put a nail in their coffin. And
Cincinnati plays Cleveland and St. Louis. Kind of upsetting that none of them play each other, but that's what kind of makes it the games even more important.
I mean, I feel like Cincinnati has the most favorable schedule, no?
I think out of them four, yeah,
they got the largest difference to make up, though. 2.5 back.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like the Marlins schedule, though.
I mean, I'd love to see the Reds get in. They're such a young, exciting team. I like dynamic. Young teams. There's that word.
But for all intents and purposes, we can eliminate San Diego and San Francisco. I think they're too far gone.
Dude, do you think San Diego's going to blow it up this offseason? I've been seeing things that they may.
I have no choice.
Like, Soto might actually be dealt this year.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy how they're three games under 500 and they have a 90-plus differential.
They're just, they can't pull it together, man. I don't know. Going into the season, they look like a super team, honestly. I mean, you had Xander Bogaerts, Soto, Machado. Manny Machado, Blake Snell. You know, just a really good overall roster. And it just didn't show up at all.
Yeah, it's crazy. Sad. Snell's going to win a Cy Young.
Yeah.
You know, you're just short, though. Can't win games. Yeah.
Can't win games. It's like the Yankees. Garrett Cole's going to win a Cy Young. Not making the playoffs. That hurts. Same with Mets
and DeGoat.
That hurts. It sure
hurts. I can't say the same with my team.
Why?
Because my number one pitcher had a 70 ERA.
Yo, honestly, dude, your team needs all...
Shout out to Wainwright, though.
Yeah, shout out to Wainwright.
He had a great career. I'm glad he
great career. He will be missed by Nick. That
Jonathan knows ball, I love my old pitchers.
That curveball will be remembered forever. He probably had one of the best curveballs next to Kershaw in our generation, right?
I'd say.
I would say around that, right? I mean, Kershaw definitely had the best, but definitely Wainwright was right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Dude had a fantastic career.
I mean, you know what? We can kind of go, since the season ends next week, we can do a little what our teams need to do in the offseason episode next week. That'd be fun.
Yeah, stay tuned, folks. That's a good topic.
Kind of like a GM mindset, just all next week, full episode. That'd be fun.
I like it.
I completely break it down. We can do it. Let's do that next week. There you go.
I like it. I don't think we'll have any playoff baseball by the time we record again, right?
Nah, it'll probably start over the weekend, or next weekend.
Yeah.
So okay. We would be recording next Tuesday, October 3rd. There would be two wild card games. The wild card games.
Game one?
Game one, yeah. Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll give you a little playoff primer, who's in the playoffs, what we're excited for, and then we'll talk a little bit about what our teams need to do. Yeah, you know, we're self-centered. We need to talk about our teams.
Exactly. all right, let's do we have anything else, any other thing you guys want to talk about?
I got an exciting player we can guess.
He's like
RIP Brooks Robinson. Just want to get that out there. Arguably one of the best third basemans ever. Rest in peace. What else? That's really it, right?
Let's roll right into Jimmy's player.
Go ahead. Let's go.
All right. I got a player.
Let's hear it.
I got a player that doesn't have the drive, similar to Kirby from Seattle.
Okay.
He is a left-handed pitcher.
Uh-huh.
He's got a very low ERA this year, 1.19.
Is he a reliever?
In 57 games.
Oh, Josh Hader.
Josh Hader.
I mean, I kind of agree with him, though.
What is he doing? He got no drive to go on that mound and show up for his team when you're still mathematically not eliminated. Let's talk about throwing in the towel. Talk about not being willing to go out there and shove for your team. I don't want him.
Okay, I get that aspect, right? I get that aspect. But hear me out, because I don't agree with you. And here's my reasoning. This is his contract year, right? So he's going to get paid this year because he's one of the best relievers in the game. And why should he have to go in and pitch four innings and risk, you know, blowing his arm out if they're not in a playoff race? Like, they're not. They suck. It's a waste. Am I wrong?
He's getting paid $14.1 million this year. So if my $14.1 million reliever who shores up the back end of my bullpen can't go in a must-win game where I need four outs from him, he's probably not supposed to be in the back end of my bullpen. That whole team, let's just say, this is not just the only instance of dysfunction, but that whole team is dysfunctional. Something's going on in that clubhouse. There's too much star power for them to be a 500 baseball team. Sorry.
Absolutely.
I mean, from Jonathan's perspective, you know, if you put it that way, you're kind of making it more about yourself than a team.
Well, so are you agreeing with Jonathan or me?
I'm kind of agreeing with Jimmy.
Okay.
I mean, I would, if I know that I'm not 100% healthy, then I would do that. But if I'm healthy and you getting hurt in the back of your mind, just randomly, like the only reason you're thinking that is because you're going to be getting paid at the end of this year. You know, I'm still going to give it my team 100% because, like you said, mathematically, we're not out. Will it take a miracle to make the playoffs? Yes, but, I mean, miracles happen.
You can shut it down after the miracle's over.
Exactly.
or before the miracle even happens, if it doesn't happen. Shut it down after that. But like, you're gonna tell me he's got 53 innings this year? He needs to rest the extra one out. He can't do an up down. He's a grown ass man. He makes $14.1 million. I'm sorry. I think I don't want him on my team. And that sends a message to future teammates. That sends a message to future front offices that he's not willing to go four outs for you. Maybe he's an eighth inning setup guy for a team like the Mets. I don't know if I like that.
Dude brings everything to the Mets, just like Jonathan with the Yankees.
I didn't say one thing about the Yankees. Jimmy thinks the Mets are signing everybody.
Why wouldn't you, if you had an owner like ours, wouldn't you think that we're signing everybody?
But you're not. You know that's not going to. He's not opening it up anymore. What happened when he tried that?
I know, but can't you just like imagine it? Like, doesn't it just like interest you that, oh, maybe we sign this person who's really good? We're not going to get them all. I'm not saying we're going to get two $43 million pitchers to shore up the bullpen or shore up the rotation. I'm saying, like, it's just cool to think that we could literally get anybody we want.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sure. Sure. You can get literally anyone you want, but I know it's not happening because I know he's not going to go down the same route. You have Stearns now. He's a little more smarter, probably a little more analytical. Probably not going to be a big, crazy spender. And who knows, maybe Cohen's going to stay under a luxury tax now. Probably not, because he's got money to blow, clearly. And good for Mets fans, because that's fun to know that your owner just doesn't care about his money. Unlike the Yankees, who are your, you know. Yeah, I'm not going to go into them. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's fun to think that they could just go out and sign every single person he wants to, but I just don't think it's going to happen. It's a long shot.
See, we might make a trade for Soto. We might have Soto, Hader, Yamamoto, Otani. We might have the whole crew.
Might hit the lottery tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
Might.
I need a drink after talking to this guy sometimes.
Dude, just be capping 24.
This is how Jimmy imagines the Mets starting lineup next year. All right. Left field, Soto. Center field, Trout. Right field. I guess we'll put Nimmo in center, Trout in left, and then Soto in right. First base is going to be Pete. Second base is
Mauricio.
In Jimmy's
baby.
Mind, Ronnie Mauricio.
Ronnie Mauricio. Shortstop's Lindor. Third base is Beatty, I guess. His rotation is going to be Ohtani, Yamamoto, Senga. And then in the bullpen, he's gonna have Edwin Diaz, Josh Hader, and whoever the hell else they sign. So, yeah,
can't forget Francisco Alvarez
And Frankie Alvarez.
Forgot your own position, bro.
But yeah, that's what Jimmy thinks in his mind. Is it gonna happen? Nope.
All right, John, we're definitely. Let's hear your player. We're not trading for them.
Stop talking over me, bro. We're not trading for Trout or Soto.
Mets. They suck. They always will.
Damn. Aggressive, right?
All right. Give us your player, bro, before I jump through the screen.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'll be nothing.
All right. Here we go. My player plays in the NL. He is a right-handed batter. He's won a Rookie of the Year. He's a three-time All-Star. He has a career WAR of 17.1. He has a career OPS plus of 136. He's been on one team his whole career. He's been in the league for 5 years.
Cunha.
He's labeled as one of the biggest douchebags in the league. He has a career batting average of .251.
Get Alonso.
Yeah.
Just when I thought we can get away from the Mets.
I had to do it.
That was a good one though. Biggest douchebag in the league.
Like no home runs, nothing, like nothing. You're not gonna touch on any of that.
Nah, dude got mad he didn't get his own team's player.
Biggest douchebag in the league is the stat you want to give us?
I mean, he's not wrong.
That was good. That was good. Come on. That was good.
Because he threw the kid's first hit up into the stands without realizing it?
Not because Duke can't have fun at an all-star game.
He can't have fun ever.
Yes, he can. His version of fun is seriousness. We know some people like that. We play baseball with some people like that.
But you also get paid millions of dollars to hang out with other famous baseball players.
Like, have fun, dude.
So you're telling me that if you were in an all-star game, you wouldn't be on the field at all unless, you know, you were at bat?
He's playing for a mil. He's making like 400K. He's playing for double his salary.
Okay, but he's about to get paid.
Well, now he is, but back then...
He's definitely not making 400K.
I'm pretty sure... Well now he's not. Jonathan and I... Well, at least I am. But Jonathan and I are pretty much talking about the home run derby this past year.
No, I'm talking in general. He's a dick.
I'm talking about the home run derby, too.
I'm referring to the home run derby.
First year he won...
What year did he win the home run
derby?
First
year you won. That's all you need.
The first year he won was his year where he had like a way lower salary than the home run derby winnings.
What year did he win?
You could Google that.
18?
No. It was 19.
You said this was his fifth year in the league.
He made $550,000 in 19, $241,000 in 20, and $676,000 in 21.
Exactly. You get a million for him winning the derby.
But you can still have fun and, like, try and win.
Anyway, I'm not defending him anymore because y'all are just a bunch of media followers. He's not a problem in the clubhouse. He's not a douchebag.
What about Tommy Pham saying that the Mets don't take training seriously?
Well, he wasn't talking about Lindor, Alonso, or Nimmo.
No, he's talking about the whole Mets organization.
Yeah, but what do you say about that? Like, what do you think about that?
He's probably right. He shoots it straight. He's probably talking about Vogelback. You're laughing, yeah, because you probably know I'm right.
He's still on the team?
Yeah.
That dude only eats meatballs and hits meatballs.
What's the chances he's on the team next year?
I hope zero.
1 out of 100.
I'd rather DJ Stewart.
That's crazy. The Mets are dysfunctional now. No, I'm kidding.
My player.
Your player, Nick.
My player also plays in the NL. Career war of 19.8. Has been in the league 7 years.
You know it says it on the bottom.
Three-time All-Star. Two-time Silver Slugger. Switch-hitting infielder.
Ozzy Albies.
That is correct.
Suck today. Bam. Huge voice crack too. I suck today.
You do. Kind of mid today, Jim.
Well, I hope you don't suck on the grid.
Yeah, me either. Who played?
Nobody. I didn't. I didn't.
You played?
I didn't play.
All right. So for the grid today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Up top, we had the Yankees, Diamondbacks, and Rookie of the Year. On the left, we have the Orioles, Giants, and Kansas City Royals. I will start us off with, Nick, start us off.
I'm going Rookie of the Year for the Giants, Buster Posey.
Buster Posey.
You are on some shit, bro.
Yep.
What do we got here?
Yankees and Giants, Aaron Judge.
No.
I'm kidding, Nick. I'm kidding.
No.
Aaron Judge.
Whit Merrifield for Rookie of the Year for Kansas City.
Yeah. You sure?
I don't know. I can't spell his name right, evidently.
That is incorrect.
Oh, shit.
What a seller. Was Bobby Witt Jr. Rookie of the Year?
Is that who I met? That might be who I meant.
Oh, he was wrong, too. Well, this is awkward.
Very.
Siri, play Cry Me a River.
Did Randy Johnson pitch for the Giants?
Yes.
Oh, she's actually playing Cry Me a River.
I was joking. Johnson, Arizona and the Giants.
Nice.
Nice. Good job, mate. Bloody hell, that was good.
So are we at six guesses or five guesses left?
I'm at
six.
Five.
All right, five.
Well, I put Bobby Witt and Whit Merrifield.
God damn it.
Bobby Witt. That's awkward.
Did Brooks Robinson win Rookie of the Year?
Did you guys put Bobby Witt Jr.?
Yeah.
I mean, there was two Bobby Witts.
Yeah, I put the one that says 2023.
Okay.
Yankees.
Do you know if Brian Robinson won Rookie of the Year? Didn't he play for the Orioles?
Seemed the Orioles. Machado?
Maybe I'm thinking of Brooks Robinson.
You think Machado won Rookie of the Year?
Oh, Machado definitely won Rookie of the Year.
Yeesh.
So we sending it?
He did not.
Yeah, well, that's an L.
We suck, yo.
Bro, this is like, I looked at this, and I was like, all right, this one's going to be pretty chill.
Yankees, nope. Orioles, Matt Holliday? Nope.
Matt Holliday?
Aaron Hicks, bro.
Oh.
Aaron Hicks.
There we go.
He said Matt Holliday. Yankees, Giants. Damn, we could have did Randy Johnson for this one, too. Yankees, Royals.
Did Zach Greinke win Rookie of the Year? Would that be him in Kansas City? Or is that not where he started? Oh.
We suck this week. God damn it.
I don't know, Nick.
Yeah, this one's rough, man. This one is rough. Oh, Lorenzo Cain. No.
No, that's the Brewers.
Hold on. I'm gonna put it.
No, Cain played for the Royals.
Yeah, it was wrong. It was wrong.
You put it?
Yeah, I tried it. Oh, man, we suck.
How many guesses do we have?
Didn't Benintendi play for the Royals?
Yeah. Benintendi and Yankees. Yep. Damn, we are trash cans this week, mate.
I don't even know how to spell this dude's name.
Last guess?
I have one more.
Jairo Estrada. Yankees, Giants.
Hang on.
What'd you say?
Jairo Estrada.
Jairo, Thairo.
This was a rough one, boys.
Rodon. Well,
I had Zach Greinke right, just not in the right box.
Eltron, Rookie of the Year. Cal Ripken Jr., bro, we are dumb. Are we even baseball fans?
No, we're dogged. We're dogged. We suck.
I mean, at least we got the Yankees correct.
Yeah, it's because I know the Yankees.
Well, like you said before, we think very good when it comes to our teams.
Yeah, exactly. Besides that, yeah.
All right, I'm going to transfer us over into the comparison.
Oh, you got a comparison for us?
I do.
Ooh.
Okay, let's hear it.
Sharing your screen?
No.
Why not?
All right.
Because... yeah, I guess.
You got porn on there or something?
No, because their name's all over the thing.
So then don't share the screen, Pop.
Yeah, I'm don't not. Share.
All right, so player A.
Wait, what kind of... These are same position or no?
I'm going to be honest with you. I forgot what position this guy plays, but I think so. He is a...
The whole point of this is to be the same position, folks, just so we know.
Nah, it's not the same position.
Okay.
But what are we doing? So I don't really care. Oh, all right. Boy. All right. Player A, 60 war, 3,089 hits, 509 stolen bases, 311 batting average, 402 slugging, 107 OPS plus, 10 all-star, 1 MVP, 2 batting titles, 10 gold gloves, 3 silver sluggers.
All right, well, that's Ricky Anderson.
Well, that's wrong.
Okay. Does Ricky Henderson have 3,000 hits? No way.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, player B. 81.2 war. 3,053 hits. 1,015 RBIs. I didn't say that before, but oh well. 353 stolen bases. .328 batting average, .429 slugging, OPS plus .131. He is a Hall of Famer, 18-time All-Star, 1 MVP, and 7 batting titles. Just to throw this out there, I also believe Player A will be in the Hall of Fame. He's just not in there yet.
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know who either of them are, but I'm probably going to take Player B.
What was Player A's OPS plus?
107.
So it's not Miguel Cabrera.
One is an outfielder and one is a first baseman.
You can't
still
really
still not Miguel Cabrera.
No.
One is an outfielder, one is a first baseman. How many? 18 All-Stars?
18 for Player
B. He's old.
Yes.
Give me a decade.
'70s and '80s and early 2000 to late 2010s.
I was going to go like Ted Williams or something for the other one, but okay.
So Player A is the one from the 2000s. Player B is the one from late 60s to mid 80s.
You got like 80 war?
Player B.
Yeah. That's a high average, higher OPS plus, a lot more war. I don't care about the All-Stars because it's probably biased based on when he played. You got a chip. How many rings for both of them?
0.
Yeah, it's Player B for me, though.
Yeah, Player B.
Player A was Ichiro.
You said you think he's going to be a Hall of Famer?
No, I said he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's just not one yet.
It's the first ballot.
That's what I'm saying. He's not one yet. He only retired 4 years ago. And then the second player was Rod Carew.
Rod Carew.
Roddy.
You staying with the same people, though, after knowing their names?
I mean, well, yeah. Ichiro started playing in MLB when he was 28, so yeah.
27.
It's on their MLB career. It's on their overall career? Hell no, it's Ichiro all day.
That's what I'm saying.
It didn't include the Japanese stats.
I'm not an analytic like you are.
I'm just saying.
Well, I don't really care what you're saying.
Ichiro, folks. Another ex-Yankee.
Facts.
Another him.
Yankees. Him. Timothy Hamilton.
Yeah, good comparison. Next week, we should stick with the same position like we originally intended.
Yeah. Okay?
When?
Next week. What do you mean, when?
Nah, when did we ask?
Well, when we started the topic, that's when we asked.
That was wild. That's crazy.
You got me mad, Nick.
All right, going on to who sold and who didn't last week. I told Jonathan earlier, Jimmy, but all three of us sold on the same day.
Wow. Unfortunately. Yeah. If you tailed any of us, you would have lost.
I took the Diamondbacks over the Yankees. Yankees won. Jonathan took the Orioles over the Guardians. Guardians won. And Jimmy took the Mariners over the Rangers, and the Rangers won. Nice 0-3.
The Guardians.
Oh, man. We suck.
This is the last one of the year, by the way.
Nah. Well, yeah. I mean, we're going to do football parlays next week.
For regular season.
All right, then I got mine already.
Never mind. I'm not going to spoil it.
I'm going with the Mets over the Phillies to end the season. Tyler McGill over Taijuan Walker, ex-Met alert. Taijuan having a pretty good season.
15-5.
Not that good. A 4-3-5, bro. Relax. That's like probably league average. And yeah, Mets are underdogs, and I got Tyler McGill, baby.
Okay.
I'm still looking.
Well, that is a first.
What's a first?
That Jonathan is still looking.
Oh. This is my favorite stat. If you want to know what Jimmy's favorite stat is, it's the plus stats all across the board. I just said that Taijuan Walker's ERA is probably about average. He's got a 99 ERA plus.
That's average, right?
That's 100 is average. I'm fantastic at this game.
All right, well, I'm going to take the Astros over the Diamondbacks.
I was going to
take the Astros are underdogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're in Arizona and Zach Gallen's pitching.
Oh.
I'm going to take the Cubbies over the Brewers in what is most likely a must-win game for the Cubs.
Fire. It's fantastic. Two good picks.
Fantabulous, dude. Good picks. Good picks all around, man. Make sure to don't tail us, all right, guys? Because we're not professionals, dude, okay?
Make sure to don't tail us.
Next week, football lays. We're going to have the best football lays for y'all, and they'll hit, I promise you. All right? We are professionals at football lays.
Relax. We're going to get sued if they hear that. We are not professionals. That was a joke.
Yeah, yeah, that was a joke. That was a really funny joke. That's not funny, actually. But, guys, that is all. Episode freaking 28, dude. Like I said, 4 weeks. It's crazy. I'm going to have Nick ride us out on this one. Thank you for listening, Nick. Read the word from our sponsors.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this will be the last episode of the regular season for MLB. Tune in to us next week for some playoff baseball and getting into football. I hope you enjoy. We'll see you soon.
Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and every social media platform. Thank you all. Have a wonderful Wednesday evening.